Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
An extraordinary day in southeastern Louisiana. If you feel inclined, give us a call at 504-260-1870. Noel Norman's here, former sheriff of Jefferson Parish, who used to terrify me and still does to some extent. We're going to talk to Michael Hecht, president and CEO of GNO Inc., about impact on local businesses and Super Bowl preparations. And I'm being serious here. Always an interesting conversation when he and Noel get together. Once a week, y'all do it, right?
Yeah. Every Wednesday. And
then we'll talk with Ray Smith with Pipes R Us Plumbing. And Newell, I think this is really, as this snow event continues, that's, as the weather turns colder tonight than it has been, I think tomorrow's going to be the day, or at least when we get above freezing, that's when you're going to start to see the leaks all over the place.
They're predicting that we're only going to be above freezing 4 hours tomorrow.
Right.
And we'll start the day out at about 21 in the morning, which anytime you get, as Dave Cohen points out all the time, if you have 4 hours of 26-degree weather, that's a hard freeze. And
right.
That's typically when you start having, you know, issues with pipes. And you got to make sure that you got that nice little spaghetti stream working at the farthest point from where your service line comes into the house.
So I'm trying to time this out, looking at the high temperature, or at the temperatures and where they're forecast. So it would be, and again, we're all screwed up the days here. Today's Tuesday. It's Tuesday night now. So
it'd be Wednesday tomorrow.
So and
I think
it's gonna be freezing.
I think from 1 to 4, or 1 to 5, are the hours that we get above freezing tomorrow. And the sun's supposed to be out tomorrow.
And you're talking about like lows of 20 tonight, 19, 17. I'm looking at Belchase, which I guess would not be that much different than New Orleans, really. Let me change over to New Orleans, 19, 21, 20. That's a hard freeze. And it's going to be that way until noon when it comes above freezing, and that way until sunset, then 38, 37. Doesn't matter whether it's light or dark. It's all about the temperature. But I think on Thursday morning, I guess, right, is when people go really start noticing the busted pipes. And
could be.
All right. All right, Newell, here we go. Your buddy, Michael Hecht, joins us.
The Michael Hecht.
The Michael Hecht, and I think he has a musical request here.
Yeah, he produces the show as well.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, I just show up.
Wow, okay. Michael Hecht, the president and CEO of GNO Inc., joins us now. How you doing, Michael Hecht?
I mean, Just the chance to play some Ozzy on WWL, it's worth it. It's worth the whole Snowmageddon. It's the blizzard
the Snowmageddon.
Of Oz.
The blizzard of Oz. How about that? You know what? Actually, Michael, if you wanted to play some music and do some talking, Newell and I just soon go home.
Yeah.
We'll turn it over to you.
Yeah, I would love to do that because I'm actually working on my set. I'm playing it. I'm supposed to play at Troy Carter's party Washington Mardi Gras on Thursday night if I can get up there. So I've been working on that all night. So I've got like 4 hours of music queued up. I mean, we could start with some Genuine Pony and then just go from there.
There you go.
You got any drifters?
Snow drifters, Tommy?
No, just, you know, saved a last dance for me, that kind of thing. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, so, Dad, come on.
You youngins don't know what music is, let me tell you. But, you know, seriously, since we're talking about this, that Drifters saved the last dance for me. I used to program an oldie station. That's the only reason I bring this up. But that song is that message is as – it's timeless. It's as relevant today as it was then, really.
No doubt.
Except now, of course.
It is. Have you seen the new Dylan
biopic? I have not.
Yeah, you know, I feel like I'm going to see it, not because it's supposed to be that good, but because I think I need the instruction on it. Same reason I'm going to go see Baby Girl. I just need to learn, you know?
All right, well, let's talk about other stuff. What did you do today, Michael? Everybody's got a story. I want to know what the hex did today. What did y'all do today on a snowy day?
God, so today was spent up front just kind of doing a lot of triage on how the snow was going to affect the Super Bowl preparation, because we're about 2 weeks from go time, 19 days. And so I spent a lot of time on the phone doing that. And then did some interviews in the afternoon. CNBC wanted to do one on the Super Bowl and that. And then I had one with NBC News. And it was one of those annoying interviews where, like, the interviewer really wanted me to tell her how this snowfall was going to destroy the Super Bowl and we weren't going to be ready. And she kept asking me, so why aren't you going to get done? And I said, and she kept asking me it in different ways. And I said, you know, I'm a bad liar. So I said, no, honestly, like, you know, we knew this was coming. We worked through the weekend and I think we're still going to get, you know, we're still going to land the plane. The runway's just a little bit shorter. She didn't get the metaphor. And so at some point, I think I said to her, I was like, I am so sorry, but my wife is calling me. So, because, you know, that's always a good one. And then we went outside and walked around for a while. And I tell you, it was, you know, it was magical. I've seen snow in New Orleans a few times, but obviously nothing ever of this depth and the powderiness. And New Orleans wears it well. It was just a magical.
It was pretty.
A magical, gorgeous day. Yeah.
Magical, gorgeous day. It's a good way to put it. And, you know, it is troublesome, I think, and you probably go through this, and I see it on TV, where, you know, these interviewers, they go in sometimes with a preconceived notion of how they want it to turn out.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's AUDACY. And follow your local news station.
And then they just won't get off that track. They keep trying to pull you on that track, and you don't want to be rude about it, right? But, I mean, what was she trying to say? That somehow 48 hours of snow would derail everything?
Yeah, I was like, look, you know, we can screw ourselves up. We don't need Mother Nature for this. We're good with Mother Nature. All of our wounds are self-inflicted.
Yeah.
You know, and actually one thing I was happy about today, I did check in on the homeless shelter, the transition center that the state set up out on the Industrial Canal, and there were about 180 people there. And I went out and had a look at it yesterday because I just wanted to put eyes on it so I could react to it. And I don't know if you guys know this about me, but after 9/11, I worked for the food bank for New York City for a couple of years before I went and joined the Bloomberg administration. And so I've seen a lot of shelters, a lot of soup kitchens. And as soon as you walk into one, you know whether it is under control and being well run or whether it's, you know, barely hanging on. And I got to tell you that the folks who are running the center, Stacy Cock, who used to do it for the city, our coach, and then EDW, they're doing a great job. We got about 180 people there. There's some of the most acute cases out there, some very sickly. And thank God that we have this center because even though there were some challenges with the insulation and it wasn't 72 degrees, it was in the high 50s. And the high 50s is a heck of a lot better than the high 20s or the low 30s. And they were getting medical care and three meals a day, place to sleep, TV, board games. And I give a lot of credit to the folks that are working out there keeping these people safe.
You know, while you brought that up, I had Leslie Harris on earlier, and she said that she had heard anecdotally that people were being turned away, which I took two ways. First of all, it's a good thing that people are turning to that shelter and showing up at it to be admitted. But do you know if they're at capacity, Michael?
No, I'll tell you exactly what happened there, just to kind of dispel this, what happened. So one, as of my last count, they were at a little bit under 180, and initial capacity is around 200. It could grow potentially, so it's not totally full. But, you know, there was a problem with Ozanam where they had a pipe problem, so people are getting moved around, and tomorrow's going to be brutal. What happened in that case was that there was a family drove up with a family member who they were sick of, and they tried to, and this is funny, not funny, and they tried to get the shelter to take the individual because they couldn't handle that person at home. And they had to be explained to that, you know, that that's not the purpose of the shelter. They're taking people who are out living on the street, and they tried to refer them to somewhere else. So, no, anybody.
I told them not to bring me there, Michael, but they wouldn't listen.
They wouldn't listen.
I told them I'm not going in, but no, but seriously, let me tell you, I am concerned about the homeless, and I know Leslie Harris has a deep concern about them as well, and I think she's passionate about what she does, but not everything's going to be perfect for everybody, and I told her this. I think that this shelter idea on France Row is a pretty smart one. It seems like a pretty good solution to an ugly problem that's not going to have a perfect ending for anybody.
No.
Is that an accurate way to put it, guys? What do you think?
No,
I think you're spot on.
That is. And look, and the thing is about if you've ever, you know, worked with or spent time with the homeless population, it's very, very heterogeneous. There's some people who have been hard on the street for literally decades, and they've got acute physical and emotional, you know, problems. And then you've got some people who are just temporarily unhoused because they fell on hard times or got into a fight. You've got military veterans with PTSD. You've got the kids who have run away from home. And I think what's most interesting about having a center like this is that it gives you a chance to triage these cases. And some people are ready to work. Some people are ready to go into housing. Some people need medical care. And some folks are just not ready to care for themselves. And some do actually want a bus ticket home. And so I like the ability to get people into a safe place. And I think what's most compelling to me about it is that because everybody's in one safe place, it's efficient. You can bring the service providers like Unity or like the health, the doctors, the caseworkers to a single place. And so it's much easier than having to go around the city or go to different apartments. So, no, it's not perfect, but having, you know, kind of watched it, I can say that it's being done with good intentions.
And compassion.
And everybody's involved. Yeah, and compassion. Absolutely with compassion. I mean, the people involved are, like Stacy, you know, have been doing this for many, many years. And
the other thing, you know, if I might jump in for a second, one of the complaints was that before was that the people were being dispersed and plans that were being made to give them alternative housing were being disrupted. But that's not the case at all because they're all in one place here, right?
Well, yeah, they know where
to find them.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's like, I didn't know.
And you can't be forced there, and you can't be forced to stay there. It's just the weather outside is crappy. You know, nobody deserves to be outside right now.
Michael, I like you. I'm thankful that although it wasn't planned, you know, this in advance of this event, but thank God they had it. Right? I mean, it was
timing's everything.
Fortuitous that it was that it worked out this way. But, Michael, today I thought everybody from the state to local government really hit the mark. The advanced placement of assets throughout the city, throughout the metro area, the communication I thought was great. The messaging was, dare I say, perfect. Tommy and I were talking about this off air earlier. It's rare that we have weather events like this where it seems as though everybody hit the mark. I mean, I know we're still in the midst of it. I know we still have a couple of days. But it was really encouraging as I was driving in to work this morning. I saw about 10 people out on the road, 7 of which were NOPD officers, you know, driving around. And the barricades were up and everything seemed to be working as planned, and it was it felt good.
Nope, I agree. The city's been great. I was texting back and forth with Gilbert, who's had a big long couple of days, but they brought in assets from out of state to help clear the roads.
Gilbert Montagno, you're talking about CAO for people that don't know.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, Gilbert Montagno, CAO, who's kind of been driving this, and talked to Secretary Donahue at DOTD, and I think they brought in trucks from Arkansas. I think the city might have brought them in from Indiana or somewhere. But they, everybody, considering this is a once-in-a-lifetime event, it seems that everybody played their part really well. And I think it's something that's getting missed a little bit in the whole Super Bowl story, but I think it's spilled over into this, is there's been a level of cooperation and goodwill between the city and the state and other entities that is pretty unusual. I certainly haven't seen it before. But having the clarifying goal of the Super Bowl, I think it develops a good muscle memory. And maybe that's what we saw on display today.
Yeah, and you and I talk about this all the time, and you mentioned it earlier about self-inflicted wounds, and it's just really nice in advance of the Super Bowl. Again, as Tommy said, timing is everything. When you execute on the plan like we have this time, it just kind of feels good.
If I might just follow up on that, Newell, also in terms of, you got this interview trying to take Michael down a road that was not true. So the world is watching, and New Orleans actually shines, and that's, I guess, the point you're trying to make, right?
Absolutely.
That we handled it.
Yeah,
we got this.
Look, would we like to have these 4 days back?
Yeah.
In advance of the Super Bowl? What do you think, Michael? Yeah.
it's how I felt after my first spring break in college. Would I like to have those 4 days back? Yes.
Every year.
But, you can't unring that bell.
And there was minimal impact because the planning was in place, and I think it's a chance for the city to shine. I really do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, look, the best, and people, of course, want to talk about this, and they want to talk about the terrorist attacks on the 1st. And, I think that the way to say it, our best revenge on disaster and on evil is success.
Yep.
And
yep.
I think that if we are able to have a successful Super Bowl in 19 days that shows a city that is as bright and functional and optimistic as it ever has been or has been in many, many years, that's going to feel like victory, and I think that momentum will carry us forward. So we're, I think everybody's really focused on the next couple of weeks and pulling this off and showing the very best of the city to literally the whole world. And you know, if and when we pull it off, I think we can feel like we've overcome a lot, but that's because we're working together.
So who are you pulling for this weekend?
Oh man! Oh, so everything got upended, but. I have to say that now you got to go for Washington because
I do too with Jaden Daniels. That's my Daniels, guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you got Jade in there, and honestly, like I hope I'm not offending anybody, but like our infrastructure can withstand a lot, but I don't know if we can withstand Philly fans because like
they can be obnoxious. I'm just.
I have a lot of friends from Philly, but they wear that as a badge of honor.
But look at this. You would have Jaden Daniels taking on Patrick, maybe Patrick Mahomes with the Chiefs. That'd be a hell of a game.
Yeah.
Hell of a story. All right, Michael.
Yeah,
look,
we
got to run. Thank you. When will you be back on with Newell? When do y'all come on again?
Are we doing a mini segment tomorrow, Newell?
Yes, I think so. Yes.
All right, tomorrow. So, and then, Michael, you have to come on with us in the morning one time to talk about Super Bowl preps because I want to talk to you in depth about that. All right.
Love you, gentlemen. Stay warm.
You too.
Thank you, sir.
Michael Heck, president and CEO of GNO Inc. And that is a good point, Newell, that you made, that you know, city showed its best, put its best foot forward when challenged right before the Super Bowl. And I hope
that is absolutely
a story other than making up a thing where they try to get Michael to go down the other road. All right, back in a flash, we'll talk plumbing on WWL.